Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. At hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
The CFL Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is presented by WynnBET. Bet $100 at WynnBET and get a $100 free bet. Head over to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WynnBET. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WynnBET to claim your free bet today. We're also brought to you by the SGPN Merch Store. From now until Tuesday, get 20% off when you use the promo code NFCBEAST.
Hey, everybody. If you play fantasy football, especially in auction leagues...
And or you're a whiskey fan.
Yes, exactly. Check out the Sports Gambling Podcast fantasy football channel show, Old Fashioned Football.
Coming to you every Tuesday morning, give us a listen. We'll bring you the latest fantasy football data, including...
The injury report.
Studs and duds.
Waiver wire targets.
And suggested fab.
Market movers. After all, we are the Marks.
He is my hubby.
And she's J Mark's wifey.
And we're bringing all this to you while drinking an old fashioned and giving you our honest review of a different whiskey every week.
All that and more. Hop on over, give us a listen. Come for the football, stay for the whiskey.
This ad's almost done.
Going once, going twice.
Sold.
Welcome to a longer, wider field.
There's Chad Johnson, he's got it! And Ocho Cinco has touched down in Canada.
Welcome to the Waggle.
I think Nick Dembski just got tipped. Hey, thank you, man. He just got a tip from a fan.
That's incentive to go back in the end zone, isn't it?
Welcome to the Rouge.
Down the sideline goes Ellingson. He's going to score a touchdown. Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Welcome to Three Down Football. Welcome to the CFL Gambling Podcast. Now, here are your hosts, Rod Villagomez and CFL Jim.
We have yet another exciting week of Canadian football here on the Canadian Football Gambling Podcast. He is CFL Jim. I am Rod Villagomez. And the weather is starting to turn, especially over there in Canada. But we are still watching red hot CFL action, Jim.
Yes, we are. What a week for the dogs. Week 15. Every dog won. Didn't see that one coming. And what a lineup we have. This first game's incredible. It's the two teams that have beaten the Bombers.
It's crazy, isn't it? And just to go back to last week, too, I mean, we talked about the Elks having a shot at doing something, right? I mean, that was our, like, if you're going to get nutty, if you're going to pick a dog, pick the Elks week. So thankfully that flew for us. But you're absolutely right. And these Western teams that played last week, the dogs just did not seem to want to hunt. But all of a sudden, they woke up last week.
They just got up. And I think specifically for BC, it was just more of an unknown. They looked so much better with Vernon Adams back there.
Yeah, no, and Antonio Pipkin, too, when he popped his head in there as well, just to run in that touchdown. But yeah, Vernon Adams, definitely the guy, I think, now going forward for BC, because he wasn't that bad of a quarterback in Montreal. He never really was. The problem was is that he would get in there and look good and then not, and the fans would turn on him. And then the coach would pull him. So hopefully in BC, with Rourke out for the foreseeable future, VA gets a shot to play meaningful football in BC.
I'm hoping. I'm rooting for the guy. This is like a showcase for him. And apparently Dana Evans heard me talking smack on him, because I've always been like a Dana Evans guy. I've been like, he hasn't been that great this year. He comes out and just balls out of control out of nowhere.
He did, too. And those Ticats, man, now you got to be scared of those guys going forward because they definitely have planted their foot in the ground, and I think they may have taken a turn for the better. So better beware when we're talking about the Ticats. But last week, it was all West teams. This week, we flip it around, and it's mostly East teams. There is one West division battle in there. The West could not be denied. But we're back to another three-game slate, Jim. We got one game on Friday, two games on Saturday this week. So, once again, getting it in on the weekend, on the Friday, on the Saturday. And then, of course, you can have the NFL Sunday to yourself. But we get two good days of CFL football before that.
I'm ready. I'm ready for to cram this all in. It's going to be another electric week. These games were tough to pick. Again, another tough week for me to pick.
Well, it's tough because we'll get into it too, but the lines make it difficult to pick. Like a lot of times we were dealing with lines that made, well, a choice very simple for us, right? But these lines are definitely making it tough this week, especially because the competition is not getting any easier. We saw things tighten back up again in the West with BC losing Rourke. Now we're starting to see that Winnipeg is human. So, I mean, this is up for grabs for the rest of the season, to be honest with you.
This is as wide open as I can remember a Grey Cup being, it feels like.
Yeah. Well, because before it was like the Stamps running away with it, or, you know, Winnipeg the last couple seasons running away with it. Now no one's really running away with it. The record is different for Winnipeg. Obviously, they've only got two losses on the season. But you start to feel like there's cracks in that armor now, and you're starting to see the season wear down. And where we're talking about a 12-2 team, we're not talking about them looking like the team that began the year undefeated and just were running roughshod over everybody. Now, looks like they're starting to become a little more back down to the rest of where everybody's at now.
God, call me crazy for seeing value at Hamilton to win the Grey Cup at +2,500.
Hey, man, again, they're a scary, scary team. Don't let that 4-9 record fool you, man. All you got to do is win the East, right? And at 4-9, or even, you know, 9-9, you can try to do that. So I'm not.
If they play every game on the road, do you think the Red Blacks have a chance?
If they play, can we switch all the home games to road games? I would think that's. I mean, they're not mathematically eliminated, so I can't necessarily, you know, fool.
I mean, they're the same odds as Edmonton, and I don't think that's fair. They're 100-1.
Oh, yeah. I don't know that that's fair at all. Although, I don't know how I feel, though. Because the Elks aren't much better, especially at home. I mean, they did fantastic.
True,
last
but that
week.
Division's way. Like, I just feel like the Red Blacks have a way easier chance of making it.
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah. The road to there. Yeah. Yeah. For sure. There's my. The road to the East is a lot less treacherous than the road through the West. But speaking of the East, Jim, this is where we begin the CFL weekend in our three-game slate. It is the Hamilton Tiger Cats that we just talked about, coming off of just a statement win, I guess we can call it, right? Last week,
I'd call it that.
Yeah, against the Winnipeg Blue Bombers, 48-31. The Ticats took them. I never saw that coming from these Ticats, but they have it now. They come in at 4-9. They are now. But tell me this, Jim. You knock off the reigning Grey Cup champs, the team that has only lost one other game, and your 2.5-point underdogs to the Montreal Alouettes, who, by the way, yes, have a win against Winnipeg as well. But Montreal was on a bye last week. Hamilton is coming off of a huge win. That doesn't seem right.
Hangover spot for Hamilton, potentially. Who knows what they could do after here. This Montreal team is impossible to predict, so I could very easily see them winning this game by like a touchdown. I could see them losing. There's infinite possibilities with this Alouettes team. I'm kind of playing the hangover angle for the Tiger Cats. I'm on Montreal -2.5. This was a tough game. But that being said, it was my second easiest game out of the slate.
Oh, really? To take Montreal in the points?
They were all tough. But taking Montreal here in a hangover spot for Hamilton, that seemed fairly easy to me.
Well, and, you know, Montreal,
comparatively,
Montreal is at home, too, so you can give them that as well. They did beat the Ticats at home. It was only a one-point game at that point. It was 29-28. Montreal walked away with the win the last time they played. But Hamilton also won at their home 24-17. So the home teams have each split one of these. Like we said, they are in Montreal. This spread, Jim, I'm with you. This is so close that I got to give this to the home team to walk away with this. Trevor Harris, he's good.
Pretty good. Also, I feel like that 2.5, like the plus 2.5, they're just begging you to take Hamilton. It feels like putting them as a dog.
Yeah. Yeah. But there is a lot of, I mean, look, you, when you're coming off of a win against Winnipeg, I get it. So let's just paint the picture this way, shall we? Yes, the Ticats scored 48 points, beat the Winnipeg Blue Bombers 48-31.
I lost so much money that game, man. I was live betting Winnipeg at halftime like crazy.
Well, and you bought the Winnipeg second half, right? Because Hamilton explodes or implodes.
I had that, but I was just betting like Winnipeg just money line, just the live number, and I was just losing my butt.
But let's look at this. So the games before that, Toronto 28-8. They only scored 8 points in that one. 20 points against the Argos the week before. 28 against the Owls, like we had just outlined. Look, this team, and with Dane Evans or with Schiltz, right?
It was an anomaly. This game was an anomaly. I don't think Hamilton's had an offensive performance like that the entire year.
No, they have not, which is exactly why you're right. This is a probably come back down to earth game in Montreal. It's tough. Those bells, right? The ringing bells in Montreal.
It was nice not having to deal with that for 1 week.
It drives everybody crazy is all it does. And it'll drive the Ticats crazy.
I'd fight him. If I were at the game, I'll fight him.
Take those bells and stick them
somewhere
else.
Come at me, bell guy. I'll beat you down.
You know, and it's crazy because they wear those bells as a badge of honor. It's just, it's insane. But, yeah. All right, money line on this one is -133/-140. You can find it in some places. Shop around for this line if you're going to take the Alouettes money line. Probably not the best of deals just because it's not, I mean, you're paying a little more juice than I'm comfortable with. But a winning bet is a winning bet, right? And then the Ticat side of this, I'm seeing it at 120 at the most. I've seen it down to 110 in places. But, Jim, are you even touching the money line on this one for Montreal?
Not even touching it. Not at all. I just, the 2.5, it's just, I don't see a point in touching the money line now because I feel like if, yes, the CFL has these weird scores where you can win by like 1 point a decent amount of the time, but 2.5 is close enough that I feel like Montreal, especially with how wonky and weird they are and how maybe like low Hamilton can go when they're coming back down to earth, I don't see value on the money line.
Yeah. Again, I know, like I said, my co-host for the NASCAR show always says you only pay the juice if you lose, but in these CFL games, yeah, it's definitely the money line can just blow up in your face more often. Then we saw it was a 1 point game the last time they played, right?
Exactly. And you just don't make money chasing these, like, petting these crazy money line favorites in sports like the CFL.
Yeah. So I'm definitely, unless you're going to parlay it, which maybe Jim is already building himself his monster parlay over there, I think I'm good.
I mean, I'll probably just have like a cheeky money line three-way for. I'll give you the odds at the end.
Yeah. All right, so let's talk about the over-under on this one. 52.5 is where I'm seeing it. If you don't want the hook, it's you know not out there. I can find it as low as 51.5, but I'm not comfortable with this over-under because we've seen already that this can blow up and be a 54-point game, a 64-point game, or we know that it could be or 28-point game combined. I don't want any part of this.
You, Rod, are 100% correct. I am staying away from this money line. I will advise everyone listening to stay away from this spread. Sorry, this total. Stay away. It blows my mind. I just don't get it. This game could, I see a 50-50 shot, and you're not getting 50-50 odds.
No. No, you are not
getting. You got to pay juice, so no.
And that's the thing. Like, okay, the last game the Owls played against the Lions, it was under 50.5. Like, it was 31-10. And this is the same Lions team that has put up a ton of points, too. So, like, who knows? The Red Blacks, they actually were over 49.5, and they eclipsed this 52 mark. Hamilton, they eclipsed it as well. But then the week before against Winnipeg, they didn't, right? So I don't know. It's just been so off and on with these guys. I know Hamilton has actually been hitting the over on most of their games, but they played the Argos 3 times out of 4 and then Winnipeg. So, yeah, I don't know. I think this is a trap.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Yeah, I'll stay away from that. I don't even think I suggested anything on the over-under on this one anywhere, because I was like, nope, you ain't getting me, books.
Yeah, not on this game. Not at all. Gross.
gross. All right, so that is the Friday night game. It is Friday Night Football, don't you know? 7:30, I think that's Pacific time, actually, on Friday night. So make sure to book your calendars for that one. Looking forward to Friday Night Football in the CFL. We'll break down the Saturday games when we come back from the break. But before we do, are you thinking of joining WynnBET? Well, now's the perfect time, because new customers who bet $100 get a $100 free bet. Plus, the WynnBET Casino is always open 24 hours a day, where you can get a 100% deposit bonus up to $1,000. WynnBET is now live in Arizona, Colorado, Indiana, Louisiana, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Tennessee, and Virginia. Plus, WynnBET has their own same game parlay feature. Just click on the game you like, select build your own bet, and start building a monster parlay. So much to choose from. All you got to do is head over to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WynnBET so they know that we sent you. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WYNNBET to claim your free bet today. Offer subject to change terms and conditions at WynnBET.com. Must be 21 and older and present in the state where playthrough WynnBET is available. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700. If you watch football, you need Fubo TV. Fubo TV gives you complete coverage of college and pro football with NFL Red Zone Plus games in 4K at no extra charge. Over 100 channels of live sports and entertainment for a fraction of the price of cable. Watch on all your devices and never miss a game or an episode of your favorite shows with the included cloud-based DVR. Plus, no contract, no commitments, and you can cancel at any time. Right now, you can try Fubo TV free for 7 days and get 15% off your first month. Just go to FuboTV.com/SGP. That's FuboTV.com/SGP. If you're wondering how I can rattle off all of these numbers that we use for this show at the moment's notice that I need them, it's because all I have to do is have one tab open during this entire show, and I'm able to give you all the info and all the intel that you need to make these bets and to give you these bets. What site is that, Rod? What magical site are you talking about? Well, it's OddsTrader.com. On OddsTrader, you can compare all the prices from across all the major sports books, plus the different signup codes, the promotions from sportsbooks to sportsbook. That way you can get the best deal. You get player statistics, key game stats, injury reports, plus projected game day weather to make you the most informed bettor in the entire universe. It's also got a bet tracker, so you can keep records of all your games and betting activity. You want handicapping? You want play-by-play updates, live score, and bet tracking? Player statistics, key game statistics? Maybe they'll even kick you some information on how to bet in 2050. Who knows? Probably not. Sorry, Odds Trader. Didn't mean to make promises you can't keep. But go to OddsTrader.com/BlueWire for all the other stuff that they can do for you. OddsTrader.com/BlueWire. Odds Trader. It's the number one site for all of your game day bets. And as we turn back to Odds Trader, they tell us that there is a Saturday night game happening in the CFL, but we already knew that. We did.
You're darn right.
Well, you're darn right we did. All right, so again, for that game, we start the first game, Toronto versus my Ottawa Red Blacks in Ottawa at home. We know the narrative. We know that Ottawa cannot win games at home, but they are still 2-point underdogs, or 3.5 points, depending on where you can find them, or 2.5 even, if you're looking somewhere else, which is justified. They are playing the first-place Toronto Argonauts at 7-5 in the East. Ottawa comes in at 3-9. These teams did not play last week, but they did play against each other the week before, and it was the Argonauts walking away with the 24-19 win at home again. So, I mean, look, I don't want to ride narrative street, but kind of leave me no choice, right?
It's right there. It's don't overthink it. It's easy. Just take Toronto. Take the Argos. Ottawa's at home. Fade them.
It hurts me so much because as Jim can see, I am wearing the Ottawa Red Blacks hoodie over here, sporting my team because it is cold enough finally in California to do so.
Oh, dude, I was rocking the hoodie all day today. This is my favorite time of year.
I do love fall. I love fall. In fact, tomorrow, or when you listen to this, even probably the it's going to be the first day of fall. But yeah, I was rocking the. And quick aside, as I was walking to go grab my daughter from school, somebody stopped me and said, "Hey, what is that you have on? Who is that team?" And I proudly proclaimed it was the Ottawa Redblacks of the Canadian Football League. And they're like, "Oh my God, I've got to get me one of those." And I was like, "Yes, yes, you do." So
rep the league. Grow the game, Rod. Grow in the game.
In California, where no one else gives a rat's ass but me about the Ottawa Redblacks. So, but I don't know, Jim. Like, this is where we wrestle because my heart says I want to bet the Redblacks because they got to win one at some point. They're actually looking like a much better team, but they are at home. So talk me down off this ledge.
So it's a combination of things. So my approach to this is it's been a very long trend for the Redblacks and the Elks to lose at home. When I'm sitting at a roulette table and I see that the table's been black, 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 I stay on black. I ride the trend. So I'm going to keep riding the trend. 2.5 is a low enough score. I like the Argos. The Argos seem to be like kind of pulling away in the East. Like they're looking really good. Yes, the Redblacks have improved. But I think the Argos are good enough to cover this spread. That total seems low to me, though. So I'm on the over.
No.
I'm maybe walking right into this trap, but I'm on the over like the Argos. This is the easiest game for me.
That's the easiest one for you, yeah.
Ride the trend.
Well, and the trend, too, also says that Toronto owns this series over the last couple of years. They are 4-1 against the Redblacks over the last 5 games. You talk about the over under. You're taking the over on 46.5. I will tell you that last game that they played before the break, they were under 48.5. They scored 43 points. The week before that, they were under 48. The time before that, they were under 48, 46. They were under. So I don't know. The trend tells you, but if you're feeling froggy,
I'm feeling froggy. Feeling froggy on this one.
You're going to take the over.
One trend continues, one breaks.
I love it. Over 46.5 for Jim. I'll take it there too, because like we said, the Ottawa Redblacks have improved on offense. I feel like they've got something going now with Arbuckle. They've kind of woken up a little bit. They're figuring out how to score points. They're not all the way there yet, but give them another game. I think they can do this. We've already seen that Toronto can put up some points when they need to. 37-20 against Hamilton, 28 against Hamilton that time, the next time around. So, yeah, I think I like that over as well. It's going to be hard. What about this money line, Jim? They're giving you -140. We talked about it with the money line for Montreal. Is this another stay away?
Stay away total by itself. A little bit more value because I think Redblacks might be a little bit more, I don't know, stay away. I'll have it in a little just one parlay. I got one parlay that's going to incorporate all of them, all 3 games.
Yeah, we're trying to.
And that's where the money lines will come into play.
There you go, yeah, because these money lines by themselves. And look, last week, the favorites money lines, we told you to stay away from also, which is a good thing for a couple of different reasons. One, because even if you won, they would have been a little heavy juice, but they didn't. So luckily, we told you stay away from those money lines because we didn't want any part of them, and thank God it panned out for us.
Yeah, like -140, it's on that edge where, like, if I had a -130 money line versus these spreads, maybe there'd be some value, but I just don't see it.
Yeah, I don't either. And again, just because this is the wackiness of the CFL and anything can happen. So, all right, that is where we're at with Ottawa and Toronto. So sad for my Red Blacks. I want them to do better at home.
They're a fun team, though. They're fun. They're giving you hope, which is the most dangerous thing as a sports fan you can be given.
Damn you, Red Blacks. All right, so we turn to the nightcap. It is a 10 o'clock game on Saturday featuring two West Division opponents who, believe it or not, are scrapping for a playoff spot. The 8-4-1 Calgary Stampeders taking on the 8-3-1 British Columbia Lions. What a crazy matchup we've got going on. The Stamps are actually, honestly, this is a split book. There are some where you can find the Lions as underdogs by a point, and there's some where you can find Calgary at a point and a half underdogs.
Which just goes to prove to me that this is exactly what I think. This is a 50-50 game straight up. Take the dog in whichever way you can find it.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a lot of value to be had in this game. If Rod is saying is correct, you can get both teams as a dog. That's good value either way.
These teams have confused the books, and rightfully so, because these guys met last week. They played to a tie. They had to go to overtime. What a game. What an overtime. Now, that was okay. Was it pass interference or not? I know. We could slow it down, and you can show me that there was pass interference in there. But I hate
that. I'm just going to say it. When they review it at, 100 times speed and it's so slow, anything can look like pass interference. It's a bang-bang play.
Yeah, it definitely was. But, you know, what are you going to do at this point? I will say, though, that the spread was covered. It was a 7-point spread, and BC actually covered that spread in the end, obviously, because they won in overtime. But, yeah, this was a game that Calgary was supposed to come out and whoop up. Instead, they didn't. They actually lost. So I will definitely lean toward, to me, I'll lean toward BC at home for this one. Because, you know, this is a different team, obviously, than they played in August, because with Nathan Rourke, it was 41-40 in that game. But again, those rules do not apply here. We got Jake Mayer going up against Vernon Adams Jr. now. So
yeah, different quarterbacks for both teams.
Yeah. So this is not the same. This is not the same squad that we saw take on each other. But I think that Vernon Adams has these Lions looking a little bit more confident than they did when Rourke went down. So give me them, which is weird because Calgary's always been that team that's been dominant.
Give me the Stamps. Give me the dog. Give me a money line.
Stamps revenge. Money line. All right. Yeah,
they're both playing for so much. This is going to be another banger game.
Yeah, it definitely is going to be a banger game. If I know anything about Rick Campbell as the coach of the BC Lions, he loves to play for 500 ball, so he's still got to lose a few games in this. Maybe this is one of them. But I still like the Lions in this one. Over-under on this, Jim, is set at about 55.5 most places.
Over.
You want the over on this one again?
Give me that over.
I was reluctant to say the over as well, just looking at what was going on before. And it took overtime for them to hit the over on the last one. But these two teams can score some serious points. Even with Nathan Rourke being out, we've seen the potential to score more. And, of course, just take a look back at a couple of weeks ago. The Calgary's hit the over in the last three games that they played and four of the last five. So I'm definitely on this over because, both of these teams have the capacity and have the firepower to score points at bunches.
Damn right they do. This is just going to be a crazy offensive game. And I'm not trying to overthink it this week. I've gotten myself in trouble a couple times trying to overthink things. I'm not overthinking it. I'm just going where the money's at.
And the money's on that BC running game too, because Butler is just wild and crazy. Carey as well.
Reminder alert, James Butler, really, really, really good still.
Yeah, really, really good still. Kadeem Carey, really, really good still. Those Stampeders have a good running back themselves. So, you know, these guys can bust it open from wherever they're at. Boy, that one of the touchdowns that James Butler had just was untouched and just sliced through the defense. It was beautiful. So I see a lot of that happening in this game as well. So, yeah, again, you like the Stamp side of it. I like the Lions side of it. So we'll see where we land at the end of the day.
I think this is the only one we disagree on, though.
Yeah, I think it is. But again, when you look at the spreads, it's definitely split down the middle, too. So we're not the only ones that disagree on this one.
Darn right.
All right, we're going to step away, And when we come back, we're going to give you some of our favorite bets from the slate. And of course, Jim's going to give you his monster super parlay that he always does. But before we do, let's tell you about No House Advantage. It's changing the game by offering the most dynamic fantasy sports platform available today. Play pick'em contests versus other people for a shot at winning $250,000 plus in cash. Download the app, choose a contest, select your player props, earn points for correct picks, and climb the leaderboard for your shot to win big money every day. You can also test your skills against the house and win 20 times your entry if you hit all your picks. Bet on up to 5 player prop over-unders or individual player matchups across every major sports league, including NFL, NBA, MLB, PGA, MMA, and NASCAR. Make sure to check out No House Advantage today and experience daily fantasy sports redefined, because it's not just how you play, but also where you play, and you won't want to miss out on this. Sign up now with promo code SGPN at nohouseadvantage.com or download the app to get a first deposit match up to $25. PromoGuy.us is the best place to go if you're interested in plus EV betting strategies. Got daily updates and odds boosts and huge cash bonuses from all the major sports books. And they've got a VIP Discord group that puts even deeper plus EV analytics right at your fingertips. Gotta say, we've been looking at their daily promo updates, and they're some of the most informative in the game. They don't simply tell you what team is probable to win, but where you'll get the best odds and how to track down and cash in big on constantly changing promotions. If you're not already using mathematical models to help you with your picks, you're missing out on an insanely valuable tool. And best part of all, this promo guy is run by a small team of passionate sports fans dedicated to building well-informed betting community. Go to promoguy.us and check out their 100% tracked, transparent, and proven methods for betting smarter. Make sure you check out promoguy.us. Let's move on to Sleeper. It's the fastest growing fantasy platform today. It's got millions of players. I know you got a league on there. I got a league on there. Jim's got a league on there. Pretty much everybody we know has leagues on there. It's a game-changing product, and it's unlike anything else in the industry. And now you can win money on Sleeper 2 by playing their new over-under game. It's integrated into fantasy. It is the first sports contest built into the fantasy experience. So not only can you enter a contest via over-under itself, but you can do so using your league's matchup screen. So let's say you have Patrick Mahomes on your team, and you think you're going to win your fantasy matchup, you think, if Mahomes does great things. But you also notice that his over-under passing line is 250 yards. You want to grab that over. You don't got to leave the screen to do it. Just do it right from that fantasy matchup screen. And if you pick correctly, you can win anywhere from 2 times to over 20 times the money you put in. Why am I so excited about the over-under on Sleeper? It's the only app where I can join my buddies contest so we can all play together. It's got a built-in group chat where I can see and copy my friends' picks with the tap of a button. It is insanely fun to ride it out together. So stop what you're doing right now. Download the Sleeper over-under game. Have fun with your friends. Make some money. And not only do they have the NFL, but they've also got college football player props. So on your mobile phone, join our listener group at Sleeper, sleeper.com/SGP. Sleeper is going to automatically match your first deposit up to $100. Use that promo code SGP. Again, go to sleeper.com/SGP. You'll get a $100 match on your first deposit. Terms and conditions apply. See Sleeper's terms of use for details. Did you know that the best day of the week is actually Monday and Thursday and Sunday? Well, that's because it's NFL season. It's our favorite time of year. And whether you're into fantasy leagues, betting on your team, or just talking highlights around the water cooler at work, the NFL season just got better thanks to the Elias Game Plan app, the ultimate sports betting and fantasy companion for the NFL, NBA, and MLB. Elias Game Plan is the only sports app for the most trusted name in sports stats. That's the Elias Sports Bureau, the official statisticians of the U.S. sports leagues, full of information and insights provided by their renowned research team. That means you constantly get and give, or they constantly give you information that is up to date and that you can trust. Gives you everything you need this season to get a competitive advantage. You get league validated team and player news and stats. You get head-to-head team comparisons ahead of their matchups, along with Elias key insights from the Elias statisticians, including injury impact analysis. We give you a lot of stats on here, and we want to make sure that all of them are backed by numbers, not just our intuition. That is why we turn to the Elias Game Plan app to help us do so. So elevate your NFL season today. Download the Elias Game Plan app. That's E-L-I-A-S. And right now, I got a special offer for you when you subscribe. Get $15 off your annual subscription, but only if you use our promo code SGPN15. Find Elias Game Plan Sports Betting in the App Store or Play Store today. Use our promo code SGPN15. Introducing RYP VIP. It's a brand new subscription service from Run Your Pool. Helps you get an extra edge against the books, plus exclusive access to real money pools. Get access to exclusive data to help you win your weekly game picks. Premium content like in-depth guides for how to dominate your pools and exclusive swag. The top of the line here is that if you're a serious sports fan, you need Run Your Pool VIP. Use code SGP and VIP at runyourpool.com/VIP. Get 50% off your first month of Run Your Pool VIP. That's code SGP and VIP at runyourpool.com/VIP. All right, Jim, let's hit some folks with our favorite bets of the weekend. What are you looking at?
Coming back to Hamilton, first half money line, baby. I don't think they win the game, but guess what? Dane Evans in there, they're winning the first half.
You love you some first half money lines, don't you?
God, do I. And I'm getting even money. Give it to me.
Yeah, I like that. I like finding BC as the dogs. If you can find them as the dogs, do that. If you can find them at +1, +1.5, I mean, hell, if you can even get them at 2. I can't see it right now, but somewhere there's probably got to be one. Maybe as the week goes on, a couple days go by, maybe they open up that line a little bit more. But I like BC as the dog. I actually like them to win outright. I know you think this is going to be the Stamps game, but I think that they had a lot to prove last week, and I think they went out and proved it, and now they're going to be at home, and I think they're going to do it again.
That's fair. Coin flip game, wherever you can find the dog, take the dog. Like, if you can find value on BC as a dog, do that. Find Calgary as a dog, do that. I just like Calgary a little bit more. My favorite bet is probably Toronto -2.5. Sorry, Rod.
You're killing me, Smalls.
The only thing I'm touching these money lines with is this three-team parlay, though. It's the Alouettes, the Argos, and the Stamps. +488.
Ooh. See, that's tasty right there. I like that. If you could, yeah, because if all those hit, I mean, we talked about that last week was the week of the dogs. Why can't this be the week of the favorites, right?
That's what I'm saying.
Anything can and will happen in the CFL. All right, so the games again this weekend as they start on Friday night. You get Friday night football, Hamilton Tiger Cats versus the Montreal Alouettes, taking place at 7:30 on Friday. Saturday night, two back-to-back evening games, Toronto and Ottawa, and then Calgary taking on BC. Again, you can find all those games on the ESPN Plus app. If you're looking for them, if you're brand new to CFL and you have no clue where to watch them, that is where you can find the games. And, of course, you can always watch them afterwards, too. So even if you miss the game, go back on demand and watch them there as well. I know that's what I do when I'm not able to watch it live, but I definitely go back and watch them again. So, all right, Jim, we are set for another action-packed weekend in the CFL. We're getting closer to the playoffs, bud.
It's coming. It's almost here.
Almost
here. I'm so hype.
The weeks are getting thin. The weather's getting cold. And, we're just ready for more CFL football, right?
I'm ready to stuff my face with some poutine.
Oh, man, I love it. Nice little cheese curd with the gravy. I'm ready. All right, fine. I'm going to go make some. And so we'll step aside and we'll get ready for our DFS episode tomorrow. But Jim, why don't you let everybody know where they can find you on social media in the meantime?
You can find me on Twitter at XFL Jim. You can find me on YouTube at XFL Jim. I got a lot cooking up in the garage, videos every single week. It's a fun time.
It is. And especially fun because Jim's garage, man, gets a ton of action, especially during this time of year. It's not just XFL or CFL, NFL, but there's college football going on in that garage too.
There's a lot going on in there. You just got to check it out. You got to check it out to see everything.
Indeed. Follow me on Twitter at RJ Villagomez. There's a link in the bio to all of my work, whether it's here, whether it's at the Sportsbook Review, where I drop some CFL bets for you as well. And then, of course, In Between Media, where I talk NASCAR, just all over the place, man. That's where you can find us. So follow me on Twitter, RJ Villagomez. We'll be back tomorrow with the DFS episode to get your DFS lineup set. But until next time, enjoy your three downs and let it ride.